Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. All right, so there is a great story that has been around for years about Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps, one of the most decorated Olympic athletes of all time, if not the most, I believe. Swimmer, not only an insane number of medals, but an insane number of gold medals. Just an incredible athlete. And so many great stories about him, how many calories he used to consume, right, per day, and many things like that. But this story in particular, perfect for a fit tip on several levels we'll pull out, but one in particular. So the story is that his coach had an amazing coach, Bob Bowman. And the story was that, again, depending on which source you look at, he either purposely broke Michael Phelps's goggles before a race at a World Cup meet, or I've read also that he noticed that Michael had gone up to the blocks without them and didn't bring them to him purposely to make him race without them. I don't know, swimming, maybe you swimmers know, are you not allowed to bring, is Michael Phelps not allowed to go back and get them? Who knows? Doesn't matter. Bottom line was he either swam without them, or the one I have read more frequently is that Bob Bowman actually broke them on purpose to have Michael Phelps train and perform in challenging situations, that his goggles would fill up during competition so that if and when something like that happened in the future, he would be ready. And not just that specific thing, but just to be uncomfortable, to train being uncomfortable. And Bowman is quoted as saying, "I've always tried to find ways to give him adversity in either meets or practice and have him overcome them." All right. So let me read you. It's pretty cool. This is from the New York Times. In 2008, the Beijing Olympics, right? So fast forward after that incident happened when he was much younger, and this was New York Times, August 13th, 2008, talking about the Beijing Games, which was going on at the time. I'm going to read you just two paragraphs from the article. It begins, "Michael Phelps couldn't see as he swam the last 75 meters of the men's 200-meter butterfly on Wednesday because his goggles came loose at the start. And though Phelps's underwater kick may resemble a dolphin's, there is no evidence that he has porpoise-like sonar abilities, making his gold record performance even more remarkable." A couple other paragraphs, and then this one I want to finish with. "But few at the water cube may have realized there was anything wrong. Phelps was in second at the first turn, but he performed even better as his visibility got worse. He was in first ahead of world record pace at 100 meters and 150 meters, finishing 0.67 seconds ahead of the silver medalist Laszlo Czech, C-S-E-H. And Phelps broke his own world record by 0.6 seconds. Incredible. And there are additional quotes by Phelps in the article, but an amazing fit tip and something to discuss quickly. So a bunch of things going on, sports psychology, training, and so forth. First and foremost, obviously he spent thousands and thousands and thousands of hours not practicing deliberate practice. Did a show about that. Practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So in other words, you could obviously make the argument that the length of the pool, the number of strokes, he knows that pool like the back of his hand. Doesn't mean this wasn't a huge challenge, you know, especially when you're talking hundredths of seconds, but suffice it to say, he had put in the hours to know internally things that others who didn't put the hours wouldn't know, who couldn't see. Doesn't mean that you can race blind. They have goggles for a reason, but his practice was super important. Secondly, he didn't give up. He didn't give up. Embrace the excuse or choose the challenge. Article and show I did. Article I wrote many years ago and then show I did. Embrace the excuse or choose the challenge. We all have that opportunity throughout life. You can go, yeah, my goggles broke. That's why I lost. Or you keep going. And finally, and this is what today's show is about, you train in all conditions. you train in all conditions. You know, before Ironman marathons, things like that, I rarely check the weather or things like that. I will only check them to know how to dress and what I need to prepare for in that regard. But I don't care if it's pouring rain. I don't care if it's 90 degrees. And I often choose races that are that hot because I enjoy the heat, not as much as I get older, but I've trained in it all. And so this goes to some very simple yet important aspects to your health and wellness plan. And this doesn't mean, obviously, many of you, most of you are not doing, you're not swimming competitively, you're not doing Ironmans, marathons, it does not matter. You set a plan, you make a plan, right? You set a goal, I should say, to start. First, you have the goal, and then the plan follows. And then you have workouts that you need to get in to achieve those goals. It may be, you know, going to a Zumba class, it may be going to a master swim class, it may be a walking group. I don't care what it is. You have a goal, you have a plan, and then you have specific workouts to achieve that goal that are within that plan. And when you have those workouts, things are going to go wrong, right? You show up at the gym to get your run in and you forgot your headphones and you love music. Who hasn't been there if you're that person? And some people leave. Some people leave. I've shown up at the, maybe you show up at the gym, give you an example, personal, and you forgot your shoes. I did that years ago. Forgot my shoes, forgot my sneakers, had to get a run workout in. And I had to get that workout in. So busy, kids, and training for a race. Well, I've worked in gyms my entire life. I owned a gym. I knew there's a lost and found. So I asked to get to the lost and found, found a pair of sneakers that fit me. I know, gross. Some of you are going, gross. This is pre-COVID, by the way, way pre-COVID. And I got my run in. Extreme, maybe. Right? I had a race, 5K race when I coached the cancer charity, and we had a 5K race local and showed up, and there was like a piece of glass or something in my sneaker I could not get out. And I noticed it right at the start, just started right before the start, I should say. And I took the sneakers off and I ran it barefoot. And the funny thing was, it was on roads. And it was a little hot. I've never run barefoot in my life like that, nor do I want to again. But I needed to finish, needed to do it, knew it wouldn't hurt me. And funny little aside, as I'm coming into the finish line, I had a couple of people cheering, like, way to go, barefoot guy, like it was a choice, wasn't. But I had to do it. So you're going to do workouts. You're going to have times when you're going to have cramps, right? You're going to have chafing. You're going to arrive late. You know, if you're doing an event, things like that, there is no perfect. And you learn that. And the ultimate takeaway that I have also learned in my life is that your best performances, they come in imperfect conditions. Your best performances come in imperfect conditions. First time I ran a sub 3 hour marathon in Chicago was after back pain, excruciating back pain, which I never have. Like, I'm not injured. And it wasn't an injury, it was back pain, I believe, from running. This is back when I would run with clients almost exclusively. So I was putting in crazy mileage running with 3, 4, 5 clients in a morning, and it wasn't at my pace. And I learned I couldn't do that as much as I thought. And I started biking with some and mixing it up and doing other things. But my back was bothering me, and I had to sit at the start, stand for the national anthem. Gun went off. I ran the fastest race I had run in my life. But I was trained to be uncomfortable, because when I had to get a workout in and it was raining out, I'm going out in the rain. So you can't wait for it to be perfect. You can't not do your workout for reasons that aren't good enough. You know, there was a crazy story, not crazy, but ultramarathoner I know doing a, you know, insane, 200 some odd, you know, a race over 2 days. And long story short, he wanted to quit. And this guy who has won, just an incredible athlete, you know, beyond. And about 100 some odd miles in, said to his wife, I'm quitting. And she said, why? And he said, I don't want to do it. And she said, that's not good enough. And he went on to win. So my point is very simple. Get your workouts in. Don't wait for perfect, because it's training and exercising and doing all the healthy things we need to do when we say we're going to do them that leads to great things. That's life, overcoming those obstacles. And they are seemingly small at the time. wrote in my marathon book, chafing, you know, that little blister gets huge over time, but you learn to deal with it. And you learn to use self-talk. And if you have not yet listened to that podcast, I highly recommend that. Self-talk. This is one way, one of the main ways you deal with these things. But sometimes you got to swim in broken goggles. And when you do, that self-efficacy, that situational confidence, that's how you get it. You don't get stronger mentally and physically by training in perfect conditions all the time, by exercising only when it's nice out. My favorite walks with the dogs are when it's torrential rain. Torrential rain. And they love it too. And same thing with many events that I've done. The more challenging, the more satisfying. There was a story about a rider in the Tour de France years ago who was asked for a particularly challenging weather day, like of the Tour, what he thought. And like Michael Phelps, he said, "No worries. I've trained in this." So you have your plan, you have your goals, and you stick to them. Because it won't be perfect, but the outcome will surprise you. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.